salespeople can overcome customer distrust through learning and building trust. When you're trying to sell something, it's tough because people don't always trust you, especially when they don't know you. It's like starting from scratch with a stranger. Many folks have this fear called reptarestaphobia, where they're convinced salespeople are out to cheat them and won't be honest. Even if a salesperson means well, they have to face a ton of distrust at the start of a customer relationship. Salespeople can help fix this problem by making some important changes. Instead of just trying to sell, they should focus on helping people. They must learn how to understand body language and other nonverbal signals to know when to boost their customers' confidence. Rather than relying on sales pitches, they should aim to build deep, trusting relationships with customers so they naturally want to buy from them. For a long time, salespeople have faced distrust. Back in the 1800s, people used the term snake oil salesman to describe someone who sold fake stuff knowingly. This created a stereotype, making people distrust all salespeople. Young salespeople starting out in their careers have to fight against this negative image. Shift focus from always be closing to promote the right attitude in sales. In the movie Glengarry Glen Ross, Alec Baldwin's character, Blake, emphasizes the mantra, always be closing. It's all about pushing for sales at any cost. But this approach has a big problem. When salespeople are solely focused on closing deals, they can end up neglecting their customers' needs. This can make customers feel like they're being manipulated. A better strategy is to prioritize understanding your customers. They typically fall into four main psychological categories. 1. Amiable customers trust the sales rep's promises about the product solving their issues. 2. Assertive customers need details on how the product works, its cost, and how it addresses their concerns. 3. Expressive customers value relationships but are slow to forgive if promises are broken. 4. Analytic customers research thoroughly and expect the salesperson to confirm what they expect to hear and affirm the solution they want. Understanding your customers' personality types can help you earn their trust and tailor your approach to their preferences. It's common advice for salespeople to also reflect on their own personality traits, like whether they're extroverted or introverted. This can boost your sales skills by fostering genuine connections with customers. After all, people want to engage with you on a real human level. Follow 7 secrets for increased sales success. Follow these 7 secrets to selling more by selling less to become the kind of salesperson customers trust and want to buy from because you've built a genuine relationship with them. 1. Make the switch. Switch your focus from yourself to your customer. In Snap Selling, Jill Conrath argues that busy executives don't have time for long sales pitches. Instead of bombarding them with spiels, salespeople should focus on understanding and addressing their needs. Conrath suggests that relying solely on a pitch can be ineffective, as it often overlooks the power of emotional connection. Carmen Gallo, in Talk Like TED, delves into how TED speakers captivate their audience in just 18 minutes. He found that successful speakers heavily leverage pathos, tapping into emotions like empathy and sympathy, which makes up nearly 60% of their content. Gallo emphasizes the importance of shifting focus from oneself to the customer before engaging with them. By adopting a sales switch, salespeople can demonstrate a genuine interest in the customer's best interests, fostering stronger connections and trust. 2. The helping percentage. Tell yourself that your mission is to help your customer will change your attitude. Before reaching out to a customer, repeat this phrase 3 times. I'm not here to sell you, Mrs. Prospect. I'm here to help you. Your focus will shift, asking more questions and listening closely. You'll feel like you've rewired your brain. Salespeople adopting this approach will notice customers relaxing. Many sales guides talk about empathy. Daniel Pink suggests the E test. Use your finger to draw an E on your forehead. If someone facing you can read it, you rank high on empathy, considering their viewpoint. If only you could read it, Like many managers, you prioritize your perspective over others. 3. Body of evidence. Once you've done all your prep work and adjusted your mindset, it's time to tune into something crucial: body language. This skill can take a while to master, but it's worth it. Why? Because it helps you read people's thoughts and reactions without them saying a word. When you're chatting with customers, keep an eye out for their tells, little physical cues that spill the beans on what they're thinking. Everyone has their default way of moving and standing when they're relaxed. Notice how they normally carry themselves and watch for any changes. For instance, if a customer's eyes don't widen during your pitch, or if they lean away from you, chances are you're not making the sale. Crossed arms signal defensiveness, while hands behind the back suggest openness. By paying attention to these signals, you can get a sense of how your pitch is landing. So, next time you're in a sales chat, keep your eyes peeled. Their body might be doing the talking for them. Interpret facial expressions. Understanding people's facial expressions can tell you a lot about how they're feeling. For instance, pursed lips usually mean discomfort, while a genuine smile lifts the corners of the mouth and involves the whole face. On the flip side, some smiles might not be so positive. They could carry negative vibes. A truly happy person's smile involves the mouth moving upward, along with raised eyebrows and a lively face. A polite smile, though, stretches the lips wider without much movement in the rest of the face. Other facial movements can also give away feelings. Squinting, grinding teeth, or tightening the jaw might indicate annoyance. Furrowing the forehead shows doubt or confusion, while lowering the eyebrows isn't a good sign. Rapid blinking or looking away might also signal discomfort. And watch for body language too. Touching the nose could reveal a strong negative reaction, while touching the neck might mean they can't afford something. But if they touch their ears or eyebrows, that's usually a positive sign. They like what they're hearing or seeing. And if someone adjusts their glasses, it's often a good sign too. 4. Selling socially. Learn to inspire reciprocity. Robert Cialdini is an expert in the fields of influence, persuasion, and negotiation. His book, Influence, Science and Practice, outlines 6 key principles of social influence: authority, reciprocation, commitment and consistency, scarcity, liking, and social proof. When it comes to sales, focusing on authority, reciprocation, and social proof is crucial. People tend to trust and buy products endorsed by recognized authorities. Additionally, reciprocation plays a significant role in sales. Small gestures from the salesperson can trigger a sense of obligation in customers. However, simply giving away freebies, like at a conference, doesn't always lead to reciprocity unless the gesture feels sincere and genuine. In uncertain times, the principle of social proof becomes paramount. Testimonials with the endorser's full name and photo carry weight, as they provide credibility. Encouraging customers to leave online reviews is also effective, as potential buyers trust genuine feedback from real customers. Ultimately, people are more likely to follow others' behavior, making social proof a powerful tool in sales. 5. A story is worth 1,000 pictures. Use storytelling to harness the power of emotion. Good teachers often tell stories because they know it's a powerful way to connect with people. By sharing stories, they make their lessons more interesting and memorable. When you're trying to convince someone to buy something, you can use the same technique. Share stories about other customers who had the same problem and found a solution with your product. This helps ease their worries because they see that others like them made the same choice and were happy with it. Another trick is to use analogies and metaphors to help explain things. For example, if you compare a mattress to a fluffy cloud, it creates a clear picture in the customer's mind and makes it easier for them to understand. If your own experiences relate to what you're selling, share them too. And don't forget visuals. Showing a picture that goes along with your story can make it even more compelling. According to an article in the Harvard Business Review, having a story attached to your product can make people willing to pay more for it. So, use storytelling to your advantage when you're trying to make a sale. It's a simple but effective way to connect with customers and convince them that your product is worth buying. 6. Crack the window. Let some air in. To dispel the customer's worry that you will take advantage of them. Many people feel nervous when they buy things. They worry that salespeople might trick them. To ease their worries, it's important to acknowledge their anxiety. Let them know it's normal to feel this way, especially when making a big purchase. Reassure them that their nerves shouldn't cloud their judgment. Remind them of what you've discussed and encourage them to trust their instincts. As a salesperson, you have two goals: to reduce purchase anxiety and to ensure customers enjoy buying from you. Building trust and respect is key to achieving this. When customers trust you and feel confident in their decision, they'll have a much better experience. 7. Show the price. Tell customers your offerings cost right away. Many businesses forget to think about how customers see prices. They often set prices based on how much profit they want, without considering what customers think. Usually, salespeople don't have much say in pricing. It's decided by others. But you can still have an impact on pricing. Lots of stores use prices that end in 9, like $9.99 instead of $10. It seems like a better deal to us, even though it's just a penny less. In stores, you can see the price right next to the product. But in other businesses, like when a salesperson comes to your door, they usually wait until the end to tell you the price. It's common for companies to train their salespeople this way. However, Alan Langer, who sold doors and windows, found something interesting. He noticed more people wanted to buy when he told them the price at the start of his talk, not the end. Key points. 1. Shift focus from selling to helping, fostering trust and understanding. 2. Prioritize customer needs over closing deals and building genuine connections. 3. Master body language to gauge customer reactions and adjust approach. 4. Utilize social influence principles like authority and reciprocity to inspire trust. 5. Acknowledge customer anxiety and build trust through transparency. 6. Immediately disclose pricing to establish transparency and trust.